G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 85 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Not Doing Well on Selection. Now, I talk to a lot of guys who have attempted Special Operations Selection. A lot of dudes. And right up the top is a reason why people pull themselves off selection is they don't think they're doing very well. You know, they barely pass the 3.2K run. They barely pass the 20 clicker. They barely pass the solo navigation component. They bumble their way through the all arms call for fire or setting up the claymore or the cognitive ability testing or the memory testing or teaching someone how to use an AK-47 during a mock lesson or getting through the high ropes course or the underground tight spaces or confined spaces component or the 3-hour pool session. All right, they only barely get through. Only barely. Then because of this, they think, you know, I'm not doing very well in selection. So even if I finish, they probably won't select me. There's really no point continuing, right? That's what people say to themselves. And then all of a sudden, you know, they pull out their withdrawal on own request form, they fill it out and they quit. And then fucking immediately after that, they're sitting down, like within 30 seconds or a minute, they're sitting down defeated and regretting their decision. But it's too late. They're off selection. You know, come back next year if they recommend you, if you're invited. And the thing about this mentality is it's crazy. All right. It's completely normal. It's absolutely normal. Everyone goes to this, but it's crazy. I'll tell you why. It's absolutely crazy to think this way because you don't know what the selection staff are thinking. There is no way for you to know what they think of you or how you're performing. There is no feedback, all right? You're just in your own head, allowing negative thoughts to take over in a powerful feedback loop, all right, that takes over and makes you quit because you think you're not doing very well or you think you've failed a component. And then, so mentally, you're not feeling very well. You're in the negative thought pattern. You're telling yourself you're not doing very well. And then you physically don't feel very well. And you physically don't feel very well. And then you mentally don't feel very well. And those negative thoughts get stronger. And it's a feedback loop. But listen here. You will stuff up on selection, right? You won't be great at everything. That's what selection is about. And you know what? That's okay. It's also completely normal. It is okay if you fall short in one or two activities, or if you just barely get through those activities. However, that doesn't mean you're going to fail selection. If you're still there on selection and you haven't been bozzed, right, you haven't been kicked off, you're doing okay. You're doing fine. So keep fucking going. And I personally stuffed up a few times on selection. I only just passed the fucking 3.2 by 12 seconds. I dropped my 40mm gold top grenade launcher rounds during a platoon attack. I didn't refold my map after activity for the new activity and I was found out, right? But I still got through. And I had some red markers on my selection report card where I dropped the ball and didn't do that great. But when that did happen and I knew or suspected I'd stuffed up, what I didn't do was let it take over my whole mindset, right? I didn't let the negative thoughts spiral out of control and determine my outcome. I compartmentalized, I acknowledged my shortcomings, right, and how I'd fucked up, but I resolved not to let it happen again. And then I let it go to allow myself to concentrate fully on what was ahead, the very next activity that is starting right now, right, in order to complete it to my very best ability. And that's what you have to do on selection. You must do that on selection. When you fuck up, you can't let it control your mindset, put you in a negative feedback loop. Otherwise, you're done for, all right? You'll convince yourself that you're not doing very well and there's no point in continuing, all right? Because then you're in that feedback loop and you're telling yourself negative connotations and you're having negative thoughts and you're telling yourself not very good. Physically, you can't perform at your best on the next activity and then you'll probably fuck that up as well, all right? And then you're going to quit. So be prepared to accept that you will fall short, probably, on some activities during selection. Then just learn from it, compartmentalize it, stop the negativity, reframe it into a positive and move on. And a point to note on that, just because you start telling yourself positive thoughts, all right, and thinking positive things, you're not automatically just going to feel fucking awesome. All right? It doesn't work like that. If you failed something or you suspect you failed something and you're in that negative feedback loop, yes, stop it, recognize it, stop it, change it into a positive, reframe it into a positive. But just know it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for you to feel a little bit better, probably until you do the next activity and you do it well or you do it to an acceptable standard. So don't think just because you're going to engage in a little bit of positive self-talk that you're going to be fucking awesome and killing it, right? But you need to stop that negative self-talk, stop that negative feedback loop, change it into a positive in order for you to do what you need to do and perform at your best on the next activity. When you fuck up, let it go, compartmentalize it, move on. You'll have to, all right? If you want to finish selection and if you want to pass, if you want to give it your very best shot at passing and moving on to Rio, all right? And the actual same mindset applies to Rio, getting through Rio, because Rio is fucking hard. There's a lot of courses. You will stuff up. You got to be able to move on, okay? Stop the negativity, change it into a positive, reframe it so you can move on and be ready for the next course or the next activity. So if you want to know how to do that and all the other insights into selection, how to best get ready and prepare so you can perform at your best, make sure you hit me up. Reese, R-H-Y-S, Reese at operatoredge.com, right? So that's via email or check out operatoredge.com/selection. Number of different free resources there. You can fill out the survey. We can maybe jump on the phone, have a chat, and let's get you ready for selection. That's it for this episode. Hope you got something out of it, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.